Listening to sermons as we go about our days, driving around or doing our work, is a perfect reminder of our Lord's promises and of His mercies. This is the mission of Upper Room Media: to make the Word of God accessible to anybody and everybody.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Christos Anesti. Christ is risen. Messiah Hukam. Be Christos Aftonf. Mugabu Aleikum. Lusamuts Toyubin. My beloved, I have a message to relate to all of you from His Grace, our Father, the Bishop Amavulis. Sayyidina had recorded a video earlier addressing all of you, but so unfortunately, and technology is not working in our favor. I'm going to read to you the message instead of you watching the video of His Grace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Christos Anesti, Elithos Anesti, Christ is risen, truly He is risen. My fathers, my beloved brethren, in the entire diocese, all the way from Halifax, all the way to Kingston, happy feast of the resurrection of Christ our Lord from the dead. As we commonly say, the resurrection is the feast of all feasts. And because we do not simply celebrate an event, but the person of Christ Himself. In the litany of the Gospel, we say to the Lord, You are the resurrection of us all. For humankind, the resurrection represents taking on a new nature over which death has no power. For this reason, we experience true joy. In one of the litanies prayed during Pascha week, we pray, Bring forth upon us the joy of the Holy Resurrection. This is why when the Feast of the Resurrection arrives, these joyous festivities penetrate our hearts because we receive Christ's new nature, a nature that is no longer subject to death. In the first epistle to the Corinthians, our teacher St. Paul the Apostle writes, If Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty and your faith is also empty. You are still in your sins. You are still in a state of death. But the resurrection of Christ has given us joy. And the reason for this joy is that we no longer taste death, or rather, we will not taste death anymore. Happy feast, my beloved. May we all pray in the litany of the gospel, You, O Lord, are the resurrection of us all. Glory be to our God forever and ever. Amen. My beloved, it is not fitting for me to speak to you or to share anything with you after sharing what Sayyidina has shared with all of us in his greeting. But I want to bring to your attention something that is beautiful and that is expressed in the hymns of the church that we said today. Today we said, Christos Anesti ek nekron thanato thanaton. What does that mean? Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death. You see, there's this beautiful story, this adventure that many of us fail to realize exists in the story of Christ. It's not only the expression of love where we believe in a God who came down to us and who manifested Himself to us and took on the form of a human being. It's more than that. Have you ever watched little children get excited about watching these action movies where the heroes has to defeat a villain? Have you ever seen little children want to dress up like the heroes? Because the heroes are the ones who defeat the enemy, the evil ones. There is nothing more beautiful than the story of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You see, the enemy that was hurting humanity was eternal death. Death is described by the church and by the early fathers as if it was a big beast. A beast that constantly swallowed the souls of every human being who died because we were no longer living in the presence of God. And so every time a human being died, that person's soul was swallowed by this monster called death. And so this monster, this enemy, had to be defeated. But the problem is that the only way you can come face to face with death is if you yourself are willing to die. And the only solution to death is life. The same way that the only solution to darkness is light. But how do you introduce life in the presence of death? Now, humanity is dying. And because the human being is dying, the human being can't be the one to defeat death. There is only one who is life. There is only one who is the author of life. And he says, I am the way, I am the truth and I am the life. So him who is life, our Lord and Savior, he became a human being. Him who is life placed himself in a situation where he could die. So he became a human being like you and me. And when that human being died on the cross, and his soul came face to face with the enemy, the beast, death. Death thought it was taking in just any other soul. Death thought it was coming to face just another human being, but it did not realize the one that she was coming face to face with was not any human being. This was the God-man. This was God who took on the form of a human being. So when death came to swallow the soul of that human being, she came face to face with life. She came face to face with the antidote, the cure, the one that would destroy her. And when death tried to take on life, life was victorious. Our Lord defeated death on our behalf. He trampled down death by death. Das al-maut bi-ih? Bil-maut. He tramples down death by death. This is what we're saying in the hymn. Don't just be so happy to sing the hymn because it reminds you of it's the holy 50 days. Also recognize what it is that you are saying in the hymn. Every time we say Christos Anesti ek nekron thanato thanaton, remember that you are speaking of your superhero. The one who defeated your enemy. The one who crushed the power of death under our feet, so we were no longer obliged to be in eternal death if we choose to live in his life. This is the feast of the resurrection. This is why Sayyidina is saying in his message that today is the feast of all feasts. This is why in the litany of the gospel we say, you are the resurrection of us all. The resurrection is not an event. The resurrection is a person. It is in him that we find our being, that we have our life, that we breathe every breath that we take. May this glorious feast of the resurrection bring about in each of our lives victory, blessings, and may it fill our homes and our relationships with his grace. On behalf of everyone in the community, on behalf of all the servants, we want to send our greetings and our thanks to the ambassador of Egypt, who could not be with us here today, but he sent his assistant, Al-Mustashaq Sharif Bidir, for coming to be with us today and to greet us and to celebrate with us. حضرتك وجودك معنا يعني بفرح قلوبنا وكتر خيرك على محبتك الكبيرة ومن فضلك تعيد لنا برضو على سيادة السفير. كل سنة طيبين أحبائي. Christ is risen. Truly he is risen. المسيح قام. Christos Anesti. بخريستوس أفتونف. To God be all glory now and forever and unto the ages of all ages. Amen.
This talk was brought to you by Upper Room Media. We hope that this talk has, through the grace of God, touched your heart, and we pray that it will not only inform you, but will also transform you and your life with Christ.